Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic, The Lord is Good.
今天早上我们分享的题目是主是美善的。
Let's read a few passages together.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
In Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30.
罗马书第八章28节到30节。
Can we read it together?
我们一起来读。
Okay. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called.Whom he called, these he justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And then Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一到二节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable.And perfect will of God.
罗马书十二章一到二节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、全权、可喜悦的旨意。
And then lastly, in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 1.
最后我们读腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
第一章第六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
We know that from the scripture, the Lord said that all things work together for good.For those who love God.
我们知道圣经里告诉我们说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
And this is a verse we very often hear.
这是一节经文我们常常提到常常听到。
When we go visit someone who is having a physical health issue.
当我们去探望一位生病的弟兄或者朋友们的时候。
When we go visit somebody who is having financial problems.
当我们去探望有人有经济上的困难的时候
or whatever something that happens to them suddenly
不管是他们遇到什么样突然的状况
that we don't know why these things happen
我们也许不知道说为什么这些事情会发生
we don't know what the cause of these are
我们不知道发生这些事情的背后的原因是什么
and then we do not know how to pray for them
我们也不知道怎样为他们来祷告
so we thought of this verse
我们就想到这节经文
the verse says for we know
这个经文说我们晓得
We know something.
我们知道一些事情
We know that all things work together for good.
我们知道万事都互相效力
So this is what the Apostle Paul said.
这是保罗弟兄所说的
Originally, we did not know how to pray. We didn't know what was going on.
我们原来是不知道怎么祷告我们原来是不知道说发生了什么事情
But then, because of the word of the Lord,
但是借着主的话
we somehow know.
我们就知道了
that all things work together.
就是万事都互相效力。
Brothers and sisters, all things means every single thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这里说万事就是表示说每一件事情，不管是大事还是小事。
That everything has to work together.
所有的事情都需要互相来效力。
Now, a very simple instance.
举个很简单的例子。
My cell phone might not work with his cell phone.
我的手机跟他的手机可能不能够同时来工作。
Let alone me as a living human being might not work with him as a living human being.
更不用说我们是一个活的一个个体，我们跟另外一位弟兄是很也许不容易能够工作在一起的。
That all the things and all the human beings piled up together.
你把所有的人全人类都堆在一起的时候。
That at the same time, at the same place.
在同一个时间，在同一个地点。
It can't be just a pile of things.
它不可能只是一堆的事情。
They have to work together.
他们需要来过一起工作，彼此配搭，互相效力。
That all things work for a very definitive, very specific purpose.
所有的事情都为了同一个目的，一个确定的目的来工作。
Is so that goodness may come to us.
所以我们就能够得到益处。
So how?Can all things work together?
那么万事怎么样能够互相效力，能够一起来工作呢？
We know that there must be someone who is behind all these things.
我们知道说，在这件事情的后面必须有一位掌权的。
That by the wisdom of God,
借着神的智慧，
by the power of God,
借着神的能力，
that he is able to govern and control everything.
他就能够来掌管，来控制一切的事情。
And because he has a very definitive purpose,
因为他有一个很确定的一个旨意，
that he is able to arrange all things for this purpose.
他就可以来安排一切的事情，为了实现他的旨意。
And according to the Bible verse that we read,
就刚才我们读的圣经里面告诉我们，
that very definitive purpose is so that we be conformed to the image of his Son.
这个特别的目的就是我们这些信主的人能够被变化成为像我们主耶稣基督的模样。
That the character, the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ can be revealed through me.
我们主耶稣基督的性格，他的性情就能够在我们的里面能够彰显出来。
If we remember in the Gospels, there was a young man that one day came to the Lord Jesus.
我们记得福音书里面提到有一件事情，就是有一天有一个年轻人来到主耶稣的面前。
And he was someone of a position. He was a ruler.
他是一个官，一个青年的官。
And so he came humbly before the Lord, and he had a question for the Lord Jesus.
他谦卑地来到主耶稣面前，有一个问题要问主耶稣。
And he said, "Good teacher."
他说，良善的夫子。
What is it that I should do in order to inherit eternal life?
我该做什么样的事情才能够承受永生呢？
And the Lord answered him.
我们的主回答他，
Why do you call me good?
你为什么称呼我是良善的呢？
No one is good except God.
没有人是良善的，只有一位神，只有那位神是良善的。
Only God, brothers and sisters, only he is good.
弟兄姊妹们，只有神，只有他是良善的。
And this good God is doing a good work in our lives.
这位良善的神在我们的里面做那个善工。
That the image of his son may be made in us.
就是他的儿子的形象能够做成在我们的里面。
And the passage we read in Romans 12.
在罗马书十二章里面说。
And Paul talked about the will of God.
保罗这里讲到说是神的道路。
The will of God.
神的旨意。
And he described the will of God as good, pure, and pleasant.
这里提到说，神的旨意是善良、全权，是可喜悦的。
So, brothers and sisters, not only the Lord Himself, He is good.
我们弟兄姊妹们，我不光只是说我们主他自己是良善的。
The things that He is doing is good.
他所做的一切的事情都是良善的。
And because that He has a good purpose,
因为他有一个良善的旨意
，so that He can cause all things to work together for good.
所以他可以使一切的事情，他能安排一切的事情，能够互相效力，为了一个良善的目的。
Which means, brothers and sisters, whatever happens in our lives,
弟兄姊妹们，这就说明说，不管我们生命中、生活中发生什么事情
，be it health or disease,
不管是健康的问题，还是说这个生病的情况
，be it riches or poverty,
不管是说我们是富足还是我们贫穷
，be in comfort or in suffering.
不管我们是得了安慰还是我们在痛苦里面
Whatever that comes our way
不管是什么事情在我们生活中间
Behind all these things
在这一切的事情的后面
Our God is working all things together for His purpose
我们的神让这些事情都互相效力为了实现他的旨意
That He will bring goodness to you Brothers and sisters, this indeed is the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们,
this indeed is the good news.
弟兄姊妹们,
not only the Lord Jesus saves sinners,
不光只是说主耶稣救了罪人,
not only that he brings sinners into his household,
不光只是说他把他的把得救的救罪人能够带到他的家里面去,
and he began a good work in all of us.
Brothers and
sisters, I remember when I was young,
弟兄姊妹们,
when I look at my mother knitting a sweater,
我记得我看见我妈妈在编织那个毛衣,
in my eyes, it's a bundle of threads, like many bundles of threads,
在我的眼中,
that comes to her hand,
在她的手中,
that with all the tools that are in her hand, she begins to work.
在她的手中, and
I can see all the colors, all the size of the threads, everything comes together.
这些不同的毛线, 不同粗细的, 不同颜色的, 在, 在她的手中,
and sometimes she has to change the pattern, so she has to do some special things that I don't understand.
有些时候她需要编织一些特定的花,
and sometimes in order to make a pattern work, she had to change the tools, the needles.
那有些时候他为了编织这个那个花图样花纹的话，他需要用不同的工具。
But in my eyes, this makes no sense.
但在我的眼看来的话呢，好像这一切很难理解。
What are you doing?
不知道我妈妈在做什么。
But so my mom brings out this magazine that she has.
所以我妈妈就把她的这个杂志就拿出来了。
And show me this picture.
她就把杂志上面的图片就告诉看。
And she told me this is what I'm making.
她告诉我说这个图案就是我要做的图案。
And this will fit you.
他说这个图案是为你做的,
so what is in my eyes is chaos. It makes no sense.
在我的眼中, 在我看来,
but while she's doing it,
但是当我妈妈在编织的时候,
it's like printers, you know, line by line by line, it starts to take shape.
就像打印机打图片一样, 一行一行一行的, 那个图案就慢慢就出来了。
From something that is completely random.
从那些完全没有那个随机的事情里面出来的,
from something that is has nothing to do with one another,
好像从那些表面上看互相没有关系的这个事情里面变出的图案来了,
but he was able to make a pattern then make the final product.
但是呢我妈妈就可以做出那个漂亮的图案来, 把最终的产品能做出来。
So brothers and sisters, while we are in our lives,
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们活在我们日常的生活中间的时候,
and while we do not understand what is happening to us,
当我们不明白不理解我们周遭所发生的事情的时候,
when all the things comes our way seem very random and very chaotic,
但那些好像看起来很随机很混乱的事情来到我们的生活中间的时候,
that we cannot explain why these things happen the way they happen,
当我们不能够来解释说为什么这些事情要按照这个方式来发生的时候,
we need to remember that the Lord is doing something good in our lives.
我们需要记得我们的主在我们的生命中在做一个美好的善良的事情,
that with every thread he brings into our life,
在我们的生命中他所编织的每一根的毛线,
every time he makes a change of pattern,
在每一个图案的改变的过程中间,
every time our circumstances change,
当我们环境每一次改变的时候,
it is according to his good will,
这些都是按照他那善良的旨意来成就的。
And many times things come our way,
许多时候,
we find ourselves losing our bearings.
我们发现说我们好像失去了那个方向。
We do not find the pattern in all these things that are in our lives.
我们在这些图案里面好像没有找到我们那个要去的那个方向。
But the word of the Lord said, without exception, all things work together for good.
但是我们的主话是说是没有例外的, 万事都互相效力。
But that's not all that verse says, is it?
这个不光只是说这节经文所说的。
That verse says, all things work together for good for those who love God.
这句话经文完整来说的话是万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处。
If we do not love God,
如果我们不爱神的话呢?
Will all things work for our good?
那这些万事能够互相效力叫我们得益处吗?
If we do not love God,
如果我们不爱神,
Perhaps we might even feel that all things are working against us.
也许我们会觉得说这些事情好像是互相效力，是为了反对我们。
You don't think it's just the negative things that are against us.
我们不光只是觉得那些负面的事情来好像反对我们。
Even the so-called good things might be against us.
甚至有那些看起来是比较好的事情也可以来反对我们。
You know, for when we do not love the Lord,
当我们不爱神的时候，
it is not that our God doesn't want work things out in our lives.
当我们不爱神的时候，不是说什么的神不愿意把那些好的事情做在我们的生命中。
Our God, He never changes.
我们的神是永不改变的。
He is always good.
他一直是良善的。
And He is always trying to move things in our way.
他一直是要把这个事情朝着好的方向来发展来安排的。
But how can all things work for my good?
但是呢，怎么样能够使万事的互相效力，使我们得益处呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is something we need to pay attention to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要留意这一点。
If we do not love God,
如果我们不爱神，
we would not be able to understand.
我们就没法来明白。
We would not be enter into His mind.
我就没法进到我们神的心思里面去。
We would not be willing to allow God to work in us.
我们就不愿意让神的工作做在我们的里面。
And therefore, all these things would not be able to lead us into the eternal good.
那这些所有的事情就没办法带领我们哦进到那永远的美善里面去。
Far before that we were born.
在我们在出生我们在我们出生之前
，far before the Lord created everything，
在神创造这个万有之前
，that before time has begun，
在这个时间产生之前
，our God He is from everlasting to everlasting，
我们的神是从永远到永远的
，and in Him He made a purpose，
在他的里面他自己定了个旨意
，and He sees that purpose as a good purpose，
他看见那个旨意是美善的旨意。
And if we know what He's doing,
如果我们知道我们神所要做的，
if our eyes have been opened,
如果我们的眼睛被打开了，
if we truly see that behind all of these things,
如果我们真的是看见后面的旨意的时候，
there is a God who is love,
看见有一位神，那是爱的神，
that He controls all things,
他控制万有，
that lovingly He is making things for our good.
在爱中他把一切的事情做成我们的良善。
And He causes all things to work together for our good.
他能够使互相都万事效力，能够叫爱神得益处。
If we can see this,
如果我们能看见这一点，
whether it is blessing,
我们就看见说不管是祝福，
whether it is calamities,
不管是这些一些难处，
they would not be able to interfere with us.
他们就不能来干扰我们。
They would not hinder us from obtaining that goodness.
就不能拦住我们来得到那个益处。
That through all the things, we can see that the Lord is working in us.
借着一切的事情，我们就能看见说主在我们身上来工作。
Brothers and sisters, when every time I think of this,
弟兄姊妹们，每一次当我想到这一点的时候，
every time when something comes my way,
每一次当一些事情发生在我生命中的时候，
you know the natural man, the natural response.
我们天然人，我们天然的回应就是，
things are coming.
有些事情要发生了。
You know, when my wife talks to me,
当我的妻子来跟我说话的时候，
Barry, I have something I want to talk to you.
当我的妻子跟我说，李和呀，我有些事情要跟你谈一谈。
You know, the natural man, the natural response is,
那天然的反应就是糟了。
It's not good.
有麻烦了。
It's not good.
有麻烦事了。
But then the Holy Spirit reminds me.
但圣灵在我里面提醒我。
The Lord causes me to look away from the circumstances.
主叫我说你不要把眼光放在环境里面，转眼来仰望主。
Hey, to look into the everlasting God.
来看那位永远到永远的神。
And then I'm reminded, no, things are going to happen for my good.
我就被提醒说，哦，这些发生的事情要成为我的益处。
Brothers and sisters, when I can think that way,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们能够这么想的话，
When I can bring myself in line with His purpose,
如果我们能够把我们自己跟神的旨意来对齐的时候，
Then I am so happy,
那我里面就非常的快乐，
Then I am so joyful,
我里面就非常的喜乐，
Then I know that this is not going to be random,
如果我知道说这事情是不是随机发生的，
That this is not here to harm me,
那这个事情不是要来伤害我的,
but this is bringing me closer to His purpose.
这件事情要把我带到与神更亲密的关系里面去,
then that will turn me into praise and worship.
我这个事情就这个想法这个思想就能把我里面的态度改变过来, 我就可以来到神的面前来祷告来敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, if when we suffer in difficulties,
弟兄姊妹们, 如果有人在这个痛苦里面的话,
if when we just look at the circumstances,
如果我们只是来看这个环境的时候,
then our love toward the Lord will grow cold.
我们向着主的爱, 我们好像就会冷淡了。
So, if we can see His purpose behind all these things,
如果我们能看见这一切事情的后面他的目的的时候,
then like that song that we often sing,
就像我们常常唱的诗歌,
that whether the sky be always blue,
虽然这个天空不会是长蓝色的,
or my heart, my mood is blue,
那我也许有的时候我的心情是忧郁的,
whichever way comes,
不管我们遇到什么情况,
whether it's the wind in a very hot summer day,
也许是夏天的时候我们有一个微风吹过,
that brings you tremendous comfort,
那你可能就觉得很舒服,
or it's the wind that blows in the winter cold,
或者是在冬天的时候这个寒冷的刺骨的寒风吹过来,
that all things work together for good.
万事都互相效力, 叫爱神人的益处。
We remember that when the Apostle Paul and Silas, when he got the vision to go to Macedonia,
我们记得保罗弟兄和希拉, 他们去马其顿的时候,
you know, when they got there in the beginning, everything seems to work out very well.
他们刚到的时候, 好像事情还挺好的。
But soon after, they started to face some rejections.
但是不久之后他们就遇到了抵挡。
And they suffered some troubles, not because of what they did, but just for the gospel that they preach.
他们遇到了麻烦不是因为他们做错了事情, 而是因着他们传福音遇到了抵挡。
And they are placed into a jail.
他们被关在监牢里面。
And when we look at them,
当我们来看他们的时候,
their clothes were torn.
他们的衣服被撕裂了。
They were struck by many sticks and clubs.
他们已经被打了很多鞭子。
And then there are soldiers that are keeping guard on them.
甚至有士兵跟他们绑在一起来看守他们。
Would we call this kind of condition a good condition?
我们会把这种情况叫做好的情况吗?
Perhaps we wouldn't understand.
我们也许不明白。
And if we get a chance to ask the Apostle Paul,
如果我们有机会来问保罗弟兄的时候,
are you worried about what you're going through right now?
你当时在这环境里面你感到忧虑吗?
Probably the Apostle Paul would answer this way.
也许保罗弟兄会这么说,
no.
保罗弟兄说, 没有啊。
There's nothing to be sad about.
他说没有什么让我难过的事情啊。
Because in all these things, the Lord is in control.
因为在这一切的事情里面, 我们的主是掌权的。
And by the Lord, rejoice.
靠着主我们可以喜乐。
And then again, rejoice.
我再说要喜乐。
And then you hear that in the midnight, they begin to pray and they begin to sing.
那就在那个半夜的时候, 他们开始祷告, 他们开始唱诗歌, 赞美神。
The circumstances did not make their heart grow cold toward the Lord.
那个环境并没有使他们向着主的心变冷淡了。
The place, a jail, would not stop them from worshiping God.
那个地点, 那个监牢, 并不能妨碍他们来赞美, 来敬拜神。
And while they are singing,
当他们唱诗歌的时候,
a great earthquake came about,
一个大的地震发生了,
and all the jail doors swing open,
所有监牢的门都打开了,
and all their chains, their handcuffs, they fell off,
他们手上的铁链也脱落了,
and that night, the Philippians saw, and they came to the Lord Jesus.
那个晚上, 那个菲利比, 那个狱卒, 就看见了他们来到主的面前。
So Paul said, whichever circumstances I'm in, I have obtained a secret.
保罗说, 在一切的环境里面, 我已经掌握了秘诀,
that I knew there is a God who is good.
我知道有一位神, 是那位良善的神,
and that He is working out His purpose.
他能在我们的里面把他的旨意能够工作出来。
Brothers and sisters, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says this.
弟兄姊妹们,在以弗所书第二章第十节, 这里说,
for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作, 在基督耶稣里造成的, 为要叫我们行善, 就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Now in this verse you hear the word good works. We're not going to talk about good works.
这里我们提到说, 他的工作,
what we're going to talk about is the handiwork, the masterpiece of our God.
这里提到说叫我们行善，但是行善不是我们的重点，我们是来看他的工作。
His masterpiece.
看他的杰作。
And his handiwork.
看他那个人工巧匠所做出来的工作。
That's right. Our God is working something, that is precious in us.
我们的神是在我们里面做一个宝贵的工作。
You know, he works with the skillfulness of his hand.
他那奇妙的手在我们里面来做成那个杰作。
Not only he has a good purpose,
他不光是有这个良善的旨意。
Not only he is mighty,
他不光是大能的。
But he works with such delicacy, with such care, that he makes something very, very masterpiece.
他还是这个人工巧匠，他有一个那种精巧的心思，能够在我们里面把那个精品杰作做出来。
I give you an example.
我给大家一个举个例子。
I often go to brothers and sisters' house and we eat food.
我常常去弟兄姊妹家里面一块用餐。
And sometimes, you know, the host, they work all day and then they bring some nice food out.
那有些时候我们的招待的主人就很热情，他们预备了一整天，然后拿出来美食。
And I was like, hey, this is good.
然后我说，哎呀，这个实在太好吃了。
This is really good.
这实在太美了。
And then the chef,they would say, oh, it's okay, it's not too much trouble.
那招待的弟兄姊妹们就说，哦，还好了，还好了，不是太麻烦。
And then the next thing they say always get me in trouble, I think.
然后他们下面所说的事情可能就会让我有一点麻烦。
It's not too hard to make, you can do it at home.
他们就会说，哎呀，其实这个做起来也不困难了，你自己可以做的，在家里也可以做。
So okay, they give me, you know, the recipe. You buy this, you buy that.
他们就把这个就是
这个菜谱，
菜谱给我说你要买这个材料，买那个材料。
So yeah, I buy this and I buy that.
然后我就买了这个材料，买了那个材料。
And I go home, I get it all started.
然后我回家以后，我就开始照着做了。
So I add a little bit of this and add a little bit of that.
我就把这个调料加一点进去，把那个材料加一点进去。
And in the end, I go bam.
然后最后的话呢，好像就做出来了。
Just like the way they did it.
好像看起来就像他们做的一样的。
You know the Chinese, we judge food by three categories.
你知道我们中国人的话，我们要判断一个食物好不好吃的话，我们有三个方面来判断。
The color.
就是色。
The aroma.
然后香气香味。
And then the taste.
然后就尝起来的味道，色香味。
I think everybody, every culture judges food by that category. It's just the Chinese have it so spelled out for you.
我不知道说有没有其他的文化他们是这样来判断食物，但是呢，我们中国人讲色香味要俱全的。
But when I put the finishing touch on my food,
但是呢，当我最后完成我所做的那个食物那道菜的时候，
it doesn't have any of the three categories.
那感觉好像这三方面都没有，色香味都没有。
It looks very different.
它看起来非常非常不一样。
It tastes very different.
它尝起来也不一样。
It smells very different.
它闻起来也完全不一样。
Why, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，为什么呢？
I had the steps.
我有了这个菜谱，我按照他们上面的那个说明来做的。
I bought the food from where they bought the food.
我是从同样的超市里面，同样的地方买的这些材料回来。
I might even be cooking in the same pot they cooked.
我甚至用同样的工具，同样的餐具来做这些食物。
What's the difference?
那区别在哪里呢？
I do not have the skillfulness of the hand.
我所缺的就是他们手中的巧妙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we think that if we have all the good ingredients in life,
我们也许有的时候想说，如果我们在我们的生活中间有所有的这个美好的这些成分，好像来做菜的时候，
if we have enough money,
如果我们有足够的钱，
if we have good health,
如果我们有很好的健康，
if we have a strong ambition,
如果我们有一个很强的野心，
if you have a good family,
如果你有一个很好的家庭，
if you have all the good ingredients lined up in your life,
如果你好像在生命中所有的一些美好的那些成分都有的话呢，
and you have to be young too,
当然你还需要年轻，
if you have all these things lined up for you,
如果这些事情在你生活中一切具备的时候，
then you have all the ingredients to make life good.
那么好像你具有了那个所有的材料，能够使你的生活、你的生命非常的美好。
But even if we have everything in our hand,
但即使我们有了这一切的条件，
even if we can make the life as we planned it,
假使我们有这样的能力，能够来安排我们生活中的每一个步骤，
we cannot make everything work together.
我们不能够使万事都互相效力。
We do not have the skillfulness in our hand.
我们手中没有那个巧妙。
But our God, we praise him.
我们的神，我们赞美我们的神。
Not only he has a good purpose.
他不光是有那个良善的旨意。
Not only he has all things at his disposal.
他不光是有这一切的条件，他具备了。
All things will move according to his command.
万事都按照他的旨意来运行。
And that this hand of his work things together.
他的手中有那个巧妙，能够使万事都互相效力。
And brothers and sisters, if we love our Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们爱我们的主的话，
let us offer all these ingredients to the Lord.
那我们把我们生命中所有的这些条件都来献给神。
Give these things to him.
把这些东西都给主。
Don't try to work out your life your way.
不要想说我们按照我们自己的意思，把我们的生活按照我们自己的计划来进行。
Let the master work out the masterpiece in you.
让我们的主，那个主人能够在我们的生命中做出那个精品来。
Like the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
让我们都能够在我们主大能的手下能够谦卑俯伏下来。
And let us see that the hand of God in our lives.
那我们就来看见说我们的神的手在我们的生命中来安排。
And know that it is to build us up.
我们知道说他在我们里面是做建造的工作。
And know that it is for our good.
我们知道说他所做的一切都是为了我们的益处。
So let us ask God to give us a desire.
让我们来求神把这个一个渴慕放在我们的里面。
Give us a willingness.
把这愿意的心放在我们的里面。
To submit us under his mighty hand.
让我们每一个人都愿意服在他大能的手下。
To allow him to do his work.
让我们的主来做成他要做的工作。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we cannot find a more happier place than this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们再也找不到另外一个地方能够在主的手下是更安全、更愉快的地方了。
And then we come to this verse in Philippians 1:6.
那我们再来看腓立比书第一章第六节。
And he says, Paul says that he is persuaded.That he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
因为这里保罗弟兄说，我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
You know, when we come to this church,
当我们来到教会的时候
，actually, when we come to any church,
当我们来到任何的教会的时候
，we look around and we see works.
当我们看一看周遭的时候，我们看见很多的工作要做。
And yesterday, the church did the work of the gospel.
昨天晚上我们有福音的聚会。
And today there is the children's work.
今天早晨我们有儿童的服事。
And there is the work of the food and the meals.
我们有饭食的服事。
There's brothers and sisters serving in different capacities.
我们有不同的弟兄姊妹在不同的方面有服事。
And we go visit the brothers and sisters who are in need.
有一些时候我们还会探望那些有需要的弟兄姊妹们。
There's the work of the teaching of the Bible.
我们也有这个主的话语的服事。
It seems like our God is very busy.
看起来说我们的神好像是很忙的。
He's doing many, many things.
他在许多的方面做很多的事情。
But in this verse, Paul says, he who has begun a good work.
在这里保罗弟兄说那在你们心里动了善功的。
That the Lord has just this one work.
那里的善功是单数只是好像只有一个善功。
That he has already started.
并且他已经开始了这善功。
And that he is determined to see it complete.
他决定要成全这功。
That he will notfulfill this until the day of Christ Jesus.
他要成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
Those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus.
这是提到关于耶稣基督的。
Those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus.
对我们那些已经接受主耶稣基督做我们救主的弟兄姊妹来说。
The life of the Lord has already lived in us now.
我们主的生命已经住在我们的里面。
And the work of God has begun.
我们主的工作已经开始了。
And it is in progress.
并且是在一个过程中间
and it has not yet finished.
但是呢还没有结束
So what is this work?
那这是什么样的一个工作呢
Now according to what Paul said in the letter of Philippians
这保罗弟兄在腓立比书里告诉我们
That he says whether in death or in life
保罗弟兄说不管是在死亡还是在生命里面
That I want Christ to be magnified in my life
保罗弟兄说无论是生是死我愿基督在我身上照常显大。
Paul does not want other people to see other things in him. How he used to be a very zealous man religiously. How he was blameless according to the law. And how he was such a very different man from everyone else.
他是一个与他的同时的少年都不一样的与众不同的一个人。
But when Paul saw this good work that God had started in him,
但是当保罗弟兄看见神在他里面所开始的善功的时候,
he realized that everything else to him is not going to be useful.
他意识到说, 其他任何的事情对他来说就不再有益处了。
Everything he tried to do was not going to be useful.
他以前靠着自己的努力所做的一切的工作都没有益处。
Not only not useful, but rubbish.
不光只是说没有益处，甚至是粪土。
So he, what did he do? He leave them all behind.
那保罗弟兄做什么呢? 他就把他们都留在后面了。
He leave them all behind so that he can go something that is out there.
他可以忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。
That he presses on.
他能够直跑。
You know, when Paul wrote that letter, he had followed the Lord many years.
当保罗写腓立比书的时候，他已经跟随主已经许多年了。
He has wrote a lot of letters before this.
在这本书信之前，他已经写了很多的书信。
And Paul in this letter says, I am not yet made complete.
但是保罗弟兄在这里说，我还没有达到那个目标。
Not that I have attained.
保罗弟兄说，不是说我已经得到了。
Not that I am already perfected.
保罗弟兄说，我不是已经完全了。
So he presses on, then the good work of God can be fulfilled in him.
所以他继续努力向前, 一直到神的善功在他里面能够成全的日子。
You know, in that verse, Paul gave a definition of the scope of the good work.
我们这里看见说, 保罗弟兄有一个定义, 就是这个善功有个范围的。
It's in us.
就在我们里面。
And this thought led me to Romans chapter 7.
当我们想在我们里面的时候，我就想到说罗马书七章十八节这里。
I remember Romans 7:18, which says this: For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that is good, I do not find.
罗马书七章十八节这里说，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善。 因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Here Paul also says there is a scope that is in me.
保罗弟兄这里提到说有一个范围就在我里面。
In me, nothing good dwells.
就在我里面没有良善。
In me, I am not able to manifest the Lord Jesus.
在我里面我没有办法靠着自己能够来彰显耶稣基督。
In my flesh, I cannot make the image of the Son of God come out life.
在我的肉体中，我是没办法把我们神儿子耶稣基督的形象能够活出来的。
Not only outside, I am so boastful of all my achievements.
不光只是外面来看的话呢，好像我很骄傲，我来夸我自己所成就的。
And even is this me who is inside of me, there is no good.
就是在我里面没有良善。
There is not a single bit that is like or similar to God.
没有一点点的像神。
I make the people around me difficult.
我周围的人都感觉到很困难。
I give a hard time to my church co-workers.
我给我们教会的同工还造成难处。
And I give a hard time to my family members.
我给我的家庭成员造成难处。
The nature of God cannot come out from me.
神的性情在我们里面没法彰显出来。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's like a very hot summer day.
弟兄姊妹们，就像一个非常非常热的一个夏天。
That at night you cannot stay in your house.
就在晚上的时候，你没法住在你的屋子里面。
It's too uncomfortable.
因为太不舒服了。
You gotta go outside for a bit of a breeze.
你需要到外面去透透气。
And this is what the Lord says about us.
这就是我们主所说，在我们里面就是这个样子。
That in me, He is too uncomfortable.
主在我们的里面是非常的不舒服的。
That in my flesh, the Lord who is good cannot dwell.
因为在我的肉体中，我们的神是良善的神，可是他没法住在我们的肉体之中。
But thank the Lord that He in me has begun a good work.
感谢主，他在我们里面已经开始了那善功。
That even before He began this good work,
甚至在他开始那个善功之前，
He knew who I am.
他知道我是谁。
He knew what I will do.
他知道我要做什么事情。
And yet, He was determined to start it and to finish it.
但是我们的主居然决定要在我的里面开始善工，并要做到完全。
Brothers and sisters, take comfort.
弟兄姊妹们，实在是要得安慰。
That before he started the work,
在他开始做工在我们里面之前
，he sat down and he counted the cost.
他坐下来，他来计算那个得失，计算代价。
He counted whether or not he is able to succeed.
他来算一算说他到底能不能做成这个工作在我们里面。
He counted how much patience he must spend on me.
他来计算说他到底需要花多少的忍耐在我们的里面。
He counted the cost of his love that he is going to give me.
他来计算说他到底要付出多少的爱在我们的里面才能做成这个工作。
And he has considered me worthy of all that.
他居然认为我们是配得这样的一个代价的。
And in order to love me and love me to the uttermost, he began the good work.
为了爱我们，为了爱我们到极处，他开始这个善工。
So that his goodness may be made in me.
为了他的良善能够坐在我们的里面。
Oh, brothers and sisters, what can we say about this grace?
弟兄姊妹们，对着这样的恩典，我们能说什么呢？
What can we say about his love?
我们能够对着这样的爱能够说什么呢？
Toward the end of the book of Genesis, there was this story of Joseph.
在创世纪的后面又讲到约瑟的故事。
After Joseph had met with his brothers,
当约瑟跟他的弟兄们重新相认了以后
，and after his father Jacob came to Egypt and after he died,
这是在雅各来埃及住，雅各后来去世了之后
，and his brothers begin to be afraid of this young brother.
那他的其他的年长的弟兄们就怕这个约瑟。
They were afraid for all the evil things that they have done to him, that he is going to repay them.
他害怕他在约瑟小的时候向着约瑟所行的恶事，约瑟要来报仇。
But Joseph spoke words of love and comfort to them.
但是约瑟说了爱和安慰的话。
And he said,
约瑟说
,What you meant, what you did was evil.
约瑟说你们所做的事情虽然是恶事
But God, he meant it good.
但是神却能够使这些恶事成为那些好事
In order to achieve what is today and to save many lives.
因为神要做成他的工作就是在今天借着我能够救许多的生命
Brothers and sisters, in Joseph's life, once and again, evil things came upon him.
弟兄姊妹们在约瑟的生命中有那些恶事临到他的身上
And all these calamities came upon him.For what?
那些难处那些困难临到他的身上是为了什么目的呢
These random things, these chaotic things.
好像看起来是这些混乱的是那些随机的事情发生在他生命中。
But after Joseph, after he has gone through everything,
但是当约瑟经过这些难处以后
when he looked back,
他回头看的时候
and he made this conclusion,
他就有个结论
that God meant it for good.
神的旨意原是好的。
And he had a good plan from the beginning.
从起初开始他就有一个美好的计划。
That throughout all these things, he's working out this good thing in us.
借着这一切的难处里面他在我们身上做成那个美好的事情。
So in Joseph's life, once and again, he had come and taste and saw the goodness of the Lord.
所以在约瑟的这个经历里面他再一次看见尝见神的美善。
Right, brothers and sisters, like the psalm that says,Oh, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
弟兄姊妹们，就像诗篇里面所说的，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
And today the Lord put us in very definitive and specific environment.
弟兄姊妹们，现在今天神就把我们放在特定的环境里面。
And He gives us these experiences.
他来使用我们在这个环境里面的经验。
So that we come and taste the Lord is good.
我们就能够来尝一尝我们主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善的。
Brothers, we cannot just know he is good. We have to taste he is good.
弟兄姊妹们，我们光知道神是美善的是不够的，我们需要亲自尝一尝他的美善。
Not only we know that the purpose of God is for Christ to grow in me.
我们不光只是知道说神的旨意是让基督在我们里面能够成形。
But we need to come and allow him to grow in me.
我们需要来到主的面前来允许我们的神做成这样的工作使基督在我们里面能够成长。
We may know about the goodness of the Lord.
我们也许知道我们神的美善。
But often we find the hindrance is our flesh.
很多时候我们发现说我们的肉体是那个拦阻。
And in order for his goodness to reveal through us, Before we can do the many good works that He wants us to do. Yes, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, there are many good works that He wants us to do.
弟兄姊妹们, 在圣经里面记载了很多美好的这个善功神要我们去做的。
But all these good works must originate from this one good work of God.
但是呢,这些善功都需要从那一个神的善功里面开始的。
So before we can go and do all the good works,
在我们能够开始服侍神做这些好善行的时候,
we must deal with our flesh.
我们需要来对付我们的肉体。
Otherwise, we can only just know about what is good, but we cannot experience what is good.
不然的话,我们可能只是在头脑里面知道我们的主是良善的,可是我们在生命中却没法经历到他的良善。
When I got married, I went on a vacation with my wife to England.
当我结婚了以后,我和我的妻子去英格兰去度假。
One of our hobbies is to go and visit castles.
我们有一个爱好,就是在欧洲看各种的城堡。
You know, you go into these grand buildings. They call them houses, but they look nothing like my houses.
当我们去看那些城堡的时候, 那些城堡是他们的家, 他们说这是家, 是房子, 可是这个房子一点不像我自己的房子。
So in their houses, you can see ceilings as high as this.
那个我们进到那城堡里面看, 那个城堡的屋顶非常非常高。
But different from this is that there's painting from the floor all the way up to the ceilings.
就像我们这样, 这么高的一个屋顶, 然后呢, 不一样的地方的话, 他们的墙上挂的都是那个油画。
And then you see, oh, they have servants in the house, they eat all these fancy food.
你看说在他们的家中的话,有很多的仆人, 他们吃的这个食物是非常精致的食物。
We go to see these houses, but that's not my house.
我们可以去那些城堡里面去看这些,参观这些房子。
I can observe how a rich lord lives, but I cannot live his life.
但是那个房子就不是我的房子, 我们可以在那里看说, 哦, 这个生活是何等的舒适, 何等的奢华, 但这个不是我的生活。
And even if you put me in that house for a day, I would not know what to do with all this stuff.
即使你让我能够免费住在那个房子里面住一天, 我也不知道说该怎么样住在这里。
I do not have the life of that rich man.
我没有那个房子主人,那个富人的生活的那个生命。
I can read books about how he lived.
我可以读书, 可以来了解他的生活。
I can even hear him talk about how he lives his life.
我甚至能够亲自听见那个富人来介绍他的生活。
I can tour his house and hear all these stories about the house.
我甚至可以来参观他的家, 参观他的房子, 来, 有人来介绍这个房子里面每个细节。
But I cannot live it because that's not my life.
但是呢, 我可能没法住在那个家里面, 因为这不是我的生活。
But thank God, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们感谢神。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ in me.
现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我们里面活着。
And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God.
并且我如今在肉身活着, 是因信神的儿子而活。
The Son of God who loves me so much and He gave His life for me.
他是爱我, 为我舍命。
Brothers and sisters, this is wonderful. The Lord is good.
弟兄姊妹们, 实在是何等奇妙的一件事情, 我们的主是良善的。
And this Lord who is good now lives in me.
并且更重要的是, 那位美善的神现在住在我的里面。
When I am in the flesh, I have no good.
当我活在肉体中的时候, 我是没有良善的。
I can only desire what is good.
我只能够来渴慕那个良善的。
But I cannot do it.
但是我做不出来。
But when the Lord is in me, I can do it.
但是当主坐在我的里面的时候, 住在我的里面的时候, 我就可以行出那个良善来。
Because He can do it.
因为他能够活出那个良善。
Because He is present with me.
因为他现在住在我的里面。
After I became a Christian,
当我成为基督徒之后,
I think just 2 or 3 years, I was in high school, I was in university.
就在我信主之后, 大概两三年, 我那时候上大学,
because I needed to find an internship in order to graduate.
我需要找一个实习, 为了能够毕业。
And that summer I spent looking for work.
那个暑假我就花时间来找工作。
And I gave out resumes to every possible place that I can find.
我就到处的发简历。
And nothing came.
但是呢, 没有任何的回音。
And not even a phone call came.
没有任何一个电话打过来。
That was quite sad. So by the end of the summer, I was ready for the next semester because, you know, if I can't work, I gotta go back to school.
然后呢, 暑假马上就结束了, 我甚至要准备开始下学期了。
I signed up for the classes, I bought all the books.
然后我开始登记, 上课, 然后借了些教材。
Hey, then the phone call came.
诶, 突然一个电话打来。
I got an interview.
我有一个面试机会。
So I went to the interview.
所以我去面试了。
When I was at the interview, I found out
在我面试的时候，我发现说
there was going to be a few people coming to the interview.
那一天的话呢，会有好几个人一起来面试这个工作。
But I was the only one.
也许说会面试我的有好几个，但是我只是一个人。
I was the only one that came.
哦，那实际上是他们有好几个人都被招来，都来安排面试，但是我只有我到了，其他人都没来。
So you know, after the interview, it kind of become a little obvious.
所以因着他们都没来，所以当我面试完之后的话呢，就很明显。
And the next day, sure enough, the big boss called.
然后第二天，当然很当然，那个大老板就给我打电话了。We're
going to give you another round of interview in a different city.
然后大老板就告诉我们要安排另外一个面试，在不同的城市里面的。And
we're going to buy you an airline ticket. You're going to fly out to us. Are you willing to do that?
我们要给你买机票，你要飞到那个城市里面去，你愿意去吗？
I'm like free travel. Yeah, I'm willing.
免费的旅行，我说好啊。
This is good.
这非常好。
So I went and then I got the job.
然后我就去了，然后我就拿到这个工作了。
You know, as a very beginning young Christian.
在我那时候是一个非常年幼的一个基督徒。
I learned from the Bible.
我就从圣经里面学习到。
Oh, do not worry about, you know, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow.
圣经里告诉我们说，不要忧虑明天，不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么。But
today, you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, right?
你先求他的国，先求他的义。So
that's what I did.
这就是我所做的。And
I was quite glad that I did that.
我非常开心说我按照圣经的话来做了。That
even though I had no job, I was not sad because I knew I'm focusing on His kingdom and His righteousness.
因着我这样操练，所以我虽然没有工作，可是我没有难过，因为我来先求他的国，先求他的义。And
sure enough, he landed me a job.
然后呢，果然他给我一份工作。He
provided.
他供应了一份工作。So
and I gotta tell you, okay, this job is all expense paid.
然后这个工作的话是配的，就薪水很高的。No,
no, no. They pay a salary, and then all the living expenses are paid.
哦, 这份工作不但是有薪水, 而且还把我的生活费也包了。
Hey, this is a university undergraduate intern.
这实际上是因为那时候我还是大学里面的一个实习生, 居然有这么好的待遇。
Okay, I don't know. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
我不知道说怎么会有这么好的待遇。
So in the end, my friends begin to tease me.
所以最后的话呢, 我的朋友们可能就开玩笑。
But I really think they're jealous.
但是我能够知道说他们很嫉妒我。What
they said was this, okay, we go to work driving.
然后我的朋友们就说，你看我们去工作的时候自己开车去。You
go to work taking the airplane.
你去工作的时候你是坐飞机去的。Because
the company flies me home every 2 weeks.
因为那个公司的话呢，每两周让我来回飞一次。So
I flew a lot.
所以我飞的很多。All
things work together for good, isn't it?
万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，是不是？
Not quite, brothers and sisters.
好像还不是。
Because when all these things seem to go in my way,
当这些事情好像在我看来好像对我来说都有明显的益处的时候,
then I discovered what the Lord was really trying to do with all this good package.
那一天晚上我就发现说，神到底借着这些美好的这些福利待遇，到底要做什么事情？
All the expenses are paid.
所有的这些费用公司都担负了。But
somehow, I found a way to get more expenses than I actually spend.
但是呢，我发现有一个漏洞，就是我可以就是来公司报销，实际上超过我实际上实际花费的。Now
I'm going to teach you the Bible. I'm not going to teach you how to do that. Okay?
那个我今天是讲圣经，所以我不会告诉你说这个怎么去这样子还虚报。
But what I discovered is something in the Bible called covetousness.
但是我发现说在圣经中就提到就是贪心。
The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
圣经里告诉我们说贪财是万恶之源。
I did not know I had that problem.
我原来不知道说我有这个问题。
I did not know how much I loved money until I got that job.
我原来不知道说我到底有多贪财，一直到我遇到那种情况。
Just like Paul said in Romans 7, exactly like he said.
就像保罗弟兄在罗马书第七章里面所说的
If the law of God does not tell you thou shalt not covet
如果我们主没有告诉我们说你不用贪你不能贪心
You don't know He doesn't know what covetousness is
你不知道贪心是什么
But when the law of God came
当我们的主来到的时候
And when the circumstances line up in your life
当这些环境在你的生活中被安排出来的时候
What the Lord showed me was what was in meNothing good dwells.
那么主就借着环境来显明在我里面一点良善都没有。
I can have all the things outside.
在外面的话呢我可以有很多的事情。
But in me, the Lord cannot do what he needs to do.
但在我的里面的话呢我们的主就没法做他要做的工作。
Because my flesh stood in the way.
因为我的肉体挡在中间。
I have to do an expense report every one week, once every week.
每一周我需要来填那个就是出差费用的那个报销的那个表格。
To some of you, this may never be a problem.
对某些弟兄姊妹来说，这也许不会是个问题。
But this was my problem.
但那个是我的问题。
Every week, my hand shook when I had to sign the expense report.
每一周当我在填数字的时候，我的手都在抖。
I knew what is good.
我知道什么是良善的。
But when I try to do good,I find I'm not able.
但是当我要去行善的时候，我立志行善的时候，可是我就行不出来。
I find myself utterly not able.
我就发现我自己真的是不行。
I tried, I tried, and I tried.
我尝试。
Doesn't work.
就是行不出来。
And then the gospel came to me.
这时候呢，我就听到福音了。
The gospel says, I have been crucified.With Christ.
福音这里说就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And that was my good news.
这就是对我来说是好消息。
And that indeed was good news.
这实在是个好消息。
That I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And whenever I am able to say, dead man does not covet.
当我对自己说死人是不会贪心的
Whenever I am able to say that I was able to do it
当我能够对自己说死人还贪财吗我就能够胜过
But every time I tried to suppress that covetousness I was not able
但是当我自己每一次要来控制压制那个贪心的时候我就不行做不到
But whenever the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ was made real in me
但是每一次当基督的十字架在我里面成为那个真实的时候
And every time I went alongside of God
每一次当我与神同行的时候
And I reckoned, I counted myself a dead man
当我看自己是一个死人的时候
And I realized that the Lord who is good, he dwells in me
我就能够意识到我们的主那位良善的主他住在我们里面
And that, brothers and sisters, was the purpose of that internship
那个就是那个神安排那个实习那个环境那个目的。
So I can honestly say, all the good things in life didn't work well for me.
我就可以跟大家很诚实的说，我们生活中间看起来一些祝福，其实并也许不能直接给我们带来祝福属灵的祝福。
But what the Lord did in my life, that indeed was good.
但是呢，神我们的主在我们里面所做的那个才是真正的祝福。
You know, brothers and sisters.At the end of the gospel books,
在福音书的后面,
when the Lord talks about what is happening in the future,
当这福音到了福音书的末了的时候，当我们的主讲到将来的事情的时候,
you know, when the good master returns,
当我们的主那位好主人回来的时候,
when he looked at all his servants, he's gonna say things to them, right?
当那位好主人来看他的仆人，来评价那位仆人的时候，跟仆人说话的时候,
and this verse we're so familiar with.
我们都很熟悉这几句文。
The Lord called his servants, the ones who did his job, right? Your faithful servant.
当主评价那一个仆人能够一个好仆人的时候，主说你是良善又忠心的仆人。
No, that's not what I said. I said faithful servant.
你是一个忠心的仆人。
He didn't say that. He said good and faithful servant.
Brothers
and sisters, how can we who are no good be called good and faithful?
弟兄姊妹们，你想一想说，我们这个没有良善的人，我们怎么能够在主的面前被称为说又良善又忠心的仆人呢？
Not only our God, He is good.
我们是不光只是我们的神是良善的，
But He is going to put His goodness in me.
他要把他的良善放在我们的里面。
That in the end, when He sees me,
最后当他来看我们的时候，
He will call me good and faithful servant.
他称我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
That is transformation.
那个就是被磨成基督的样子。
That is indeed marvelous in our eyes.
那个就是那个奇妙伟大的事情。
And brothers and sisters, when we go through this life,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这个地上生活的时候，
When we know that nothing comes to us as a coincidence,
当我们知道说没有任何一件事情来到我们的生命中是偶然的，
That not a single thing God is unaware of.
没有任何一件事情是我们的神不知道的事情。
That his thoughts to those who love are good.
他的意念向着我们的意念是爱的，是良善的意念。
Brothers and sisters, this is what he called us to do.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是他要我们所做的。
Let us humble ourselves under his mighty hand.
让我们能够谦卑下来，服在他大能的手下。
Let us say amen to what he has said in the Bible.
让我们能够对神在圣经里面所说的每一句话，我们都说阿们。
In our difficulties, brothers and sisters, let us amen to His good purpose.
甚至在困难的环境里面，我们也能够向他的旨意说阿们。
Allow Him to work in our lives.
让我们允许神在我们生命中做他要做的工作。
If we hold on to the control of our life,
如果我们自己抓住我们自己的生命的时候，
then we are responsible for making the image of God through our life.
我们就自己要负责任，说要把基督的形象做在我们的里面。
But if we allow Him to control our life,
如果我们允许我们的神来掌管我们的一生的时候，
if we trust in His goodness,
如果我们能够信靠我们神的良善的时候，
then He is responsible to make out the image of Christ through us.
那么他就负责把我们基督的良善的性情做在我们的里面。
That will be the most fulfilling life that we can have.
这就是我们每一个人所能够得到的一个最有成就的这一生。
And when Christ is lifted in our lives,
当我们基督能够在我们里面活出来的时候，
and He is magnified,
当他在我们里面彰显出来的时候，
and when Christ is built in us,
当基督在我们里面成型的时候，
we can see the glory of God,
我们就能看见神的荣耀。
And then we'll bow down our heads and say, Lord, indeed, you are good.
我们就能够在我们的神面前能够匍匐下拜说，主啊，你的旨意实在是良善的。
And you indeed have done a good work in us.
你实在在我们里面做成了个善工。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we are so thankful.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
We are so thankful for the wonderful plan that you have for us.
我们谢谢你向着我们一个奇妙伟大的一个计划。
Oh Lord,Help us, even though sometimes it does not seem so wonderful.
主，你帮助我们，虽然有些时候这个计划在我们看来好像不是那么奇妙伟大。
Help us through our pain.
帮助我们，即使在痛苦中。
Help us through our sufferings.
在我们的难处里面。
Help us while we are weak.
在我们软弱里面，你帮助我们。
That we can work with you.
让我们能够与你来同行。
That we can give our lives to you.
让我们把我们的生命交给你。
That allow you to do your handiwork in us.
让你在我们里面做成那个精致的、奇妙的工作。
May the Lord Jesus Christ, may His glorious life shine through us.
主，我们实在盼望你自己的荣耀的生命能够在我们里面能够发出光来。
We give you all the praises and worship.
我们把所有的赞美和敬拜归给你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.